Journal. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you.
As the death toll from the 6.7 magnitude earthquake in Algeria climbs over 1,000, there is word from Caltech of a warning device that could offer the precious seconds needed for residents of quake-prone regions to reach safety. Simulations suggest the instrument called the TriNet can provide an alert of a coming quake's magnitude and just where the most damage could occur. Hiro Kanamori is a geophysicist at the California Institute of Technology. Welcome.
Yes.
Let me turn to the device that that you are trying to perfect right now. How does it work? How does it operate?
Well, basically, it is based upon seismometer. So seismometer senses the strength of ground motion, how much the ground moves, say, up and down or horizontally. And this is a very similar device as a pendulum.
And what can it provide in the way of a warning, and how can it do that?
Well, in case of Southern California, since 1990, a very sophisticated instrument, network, seismic network, has been deployed. This network is called the TriNet, and this is one of the most modern seismic networks in the world. So it is providing this ground motion information very quickly through a real-time telemetry system. So in Pasadena, if an earthquake happens, we can tell where the event is and how strong it is. So by receiving that information very quickly and by analyzing it very quickly, we can send the information regarding how large or strong ground motion is going to be.
So you're suggesting that there's some movement before major movement and that you can determine at that time?
Yes. Normally, seismic wave has two types. One is P wave. The other one is S wave, and P wave is normally smaller, but it travels faster, so you receive it fast. So if you have some way to assess the strength of S wave on the basis of P wave, you can use that information for sending some sort of warning.
And the warning would occur perhaps just a few seconds or 30 seconds ahead of time?
Depending upon how far the event is. If the event is very close to you, it's only a matter of a few seconds. But if the event is at some distance away, you can have 10-second, 20-second warning time.
And that is good. Is that enough time to do something?
Well, depending upon how you use it. And ideally, this information has to be automated so that it can control lots of things on the basis of expected ground motion. So unless it's automated, it may not be very effective. But eventually, technology is such that this kind of information can be used automatically.
So, and you're saying that which is deployed right now in the Southern California area, this TriNet, can, if it were presumably linked directly to warning sirens, broadcast outlets, and the like, could do as you're hoping it would?
Oh, that's probably the plan. Yes, the TriNet is a seismic network, and if we can improve this technology, and if we can implement it, certainly that's what's going to happen.
Let me ask specifics about what someone could do if given advanced warning of a few seconds. Are you're suggesting they could get out of a building, perhaps, or get under a table?
Or stop elevator if it's running,
mm-hmm.
and shut off some critical instruments. And there are all kinds of applications, and some of them perhaps we don't know yet. Once this kind of information becomes available, I think people will find how to use it.
And there have been simulations that you've used?
Yes, this is all simulation on the basis of TriNet data.
And it's worked in those simulations. Okay. Hiro Kanamori
yes.
is a geophysicist at the California Institute of Technology. Thank you.
Thank you.
Which Way LA, back in a minute.
Which Way LA thanks Factiva, a Dow Jones and Reuters company, for its use of Factiva.com. With news and information from 8,000 global sources, Factiva is a resource for companies whose continued success rests upon timely strategic news on their industry, competitors, and themselves.
Kyle McKinnon back with Reporter's Notebook on KCRW. There is pomp, there is glitz, there are stars, and there is perhaps just a little animosity between the Americans and the French at the 56th Cannes Film Festival. Michael Dwyer is there. He is filming.